DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. You're just going to start the show without even recording.
Let's kick this pig.
Oh, well, there you go. The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are. We're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Old Number 7, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Sour Mash Whiskey. Sour Mash Whiskey, wow. Distilled and bottled by the Jack Daniel Distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Check them out on the web at jackdaniels.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a boozy discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Jack Daniel's Free State. No, fuck. I am joined from the Jack Daniel's Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. Were you trying the number 7 or whatever tonight?
It was over on the side table, and I realized halfway through that theme song that I did not have a fake sponsor, and so it was the first thing within grasp. I spared the audience from them for us once again being sponsored by Stroke 29, because that is also within grasp over on this other table over here.
Everyone in the audience, you can email us at contact at dubiousintent.com, and you can send us sponsors, either real and or fake.
Right. But it doesn't matter. We don't get the TJ for Mayor commercials and stuff like that. No, we don't get those things.
That's true. We don't get any of that. We get nothing. But you can call us. You can email us.
Right. Exactly. So
we're not just all about death.
It's all about here. It's all about death. Do we have a shitty theme song for that? Shitty theme song for All About Me? 1989. Whatever. I got nothing.
I don't know. I listen to them now in like triple speed, so I have no idea what their theme song really sounds like. It's just
that would probably be better than
actually, that's it
than actually what it was. I forgot what I'm going to say. Oh, you know what? It is Tuesday evening, 10:15 p.m. And that, of course, can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com. A big howdy-ho to the folks in the chat room this evening. We have Baron Frosty from Next Blime. We have Curtis, I believe, from the Gaming Night Gals. Is that correct? The Game Night Gals?
I think so.
Yeah. Gary in Albuquerque from Phoenix. We have the Good Humor Penguin. That is Michael Fine. We have It's All About Dan. It's All About DeAndre. It's All About Mafk. Because, you see, Mark is AFK, so it's all about AFK. And we have Miss Kathy Bacon, or Kathy Bacon. I've heard it both ways. We have Pleased to Meet You Christian from the Pleased to Meet You podcast. We have Q Sledge. We have R.T. Cruiser. We have C.R. Mags, who is Idol. And we have the Ramble Reheed, who was before us. So there you go.
I just want to say that I was listening to our Pride 48 show. I don't know why. I was doing something and it just came up. It was there and I turned it on and then I had to listen to the whole thing.
Right, of course.
And because I'd never listened to it all the way through. You said something about Curtis. Poor Curtis, who apparently could not win to save his life. I don't know what game it was. Craps or
doesn't matter.
Roulette.
All of them.
And you were sitting there like you were getting the like daily double jackpot, whatever.
I felt bad. I kept winning and he was sitting next to me just with those sad Curtis eyes.
Speaking of Pride 48.
Yes. What about Pride 48?
I just want to let everyone know who listens. We have not forgot. There will be a Pride 48. We have not had any State of the Stations.
Is this in reply to that Big Fatty show the other day that someone called in and wanted to know about Pride 48?
No, I haven't listened to Big Fatty in like a month.
That's probably good.
Why? Has he been talking about me?
Yes. Every day. I would say Big Fatty spends regularly 5 or 6 minutes of his 20 minutes every day talking about you.
I have them all queued up, but I'm going to have to listen to those at like 20 times speed or something to get through them all. But
you know how we have, I'm sorry, this is going to get slightly inside baseball. So we use a filter in Audacity called Truncate Silence, so that if Adam and I, if something goes wrong here, then we can pause, right? We both know just not to say anything, because this filter that gets run on the recording will just take out all of these silences. So it'll take out any extended silence, anything longer than like 200 millisecond silence. And so the chat room notices that we have these long pauses as we're searching to find a file or searching to find. But in the end recording, we don't have to do the editing on it because it does it for us. If someone could come up with like a burp and a cough remover for Fatty Show, like some kind of filter to take out the burps and the coughs, or the just the word Big Fatty, it would be a 5-minute show. It'd be a 5-minute daily show.
Well, anyway, so all I was going to say is, for those of you who wondered, and no, I didn't know there was a question on Big. What did he answer, by the way?
He said, I think that's chicken. He said, no, he's saying what you pretty much had said, which is there will be. Yeah, there's going to be a Pride 48, but there's not a lot to do right now. We're kind of in between times. There will be two Pride 48 events this year. One will be in June. So we will have State of the Stations as we get closer to that time. So the first From Home event in June is still going to go on, and we're still going to have the Vegas event in September.
Announce dates, I believe, and I don't even remember what Vegas one.
Yeah, it's on our website. If you go to pride48.com, the Vegas event this year is going to be September 19th through the 21st.
So anyway, we are having everything for anybody who was worried. We just hadn't mentioned it in a while. And for the suits, we will have a meeting at some point. I suppose I'm the one that needs to set that up. We will
probably
do so.
Yes. In the chat room, someone says, when does Curtis get to win? Curtis gets to win every time that he plays a game on that show, that Game Night Gal show.
Do they play an entire game?
They do.
While talking?
They do. I think the last time last episode was episode 203. They played Pin the Melon on Adam. So it was a rousing game.
Oh.
Pin the Melon on Adam. Brian lost because he put it on your nose.
There was something. Okay, it's not in the Trello, but I have to mention this right now.
Yes, please, please, right this morning. Do I need a breaking news?
No, I mean, not really. It's not breaking news, but I have to mention this because I'll forget.
Okay.
So I don't know if I mentioned this on the recording, but I am pleading to the audience right now. I made a picture of myself from the melon video with Big Fatty's head over the melon.
Yes.
And apparently over on Spotting Big Fatty, they refuse to put, I don't know who to contact. I don't know. There's no phone number to call and complain to customer service.
Uh-huh.
But I would like all of our listeners, all of you, to go out and find my video and put Big Fatty's head on the melon, whatever you think the funniest pose is or whatever. And I want us to just bombard Spotting Big Fatty with photos of me with Big Fatty's head as the melon. That is what we are strong in numbers. We can convince them to put a photo. I want a photo on that site. I thought it was a brilliant idea. Anyway, so that's what I'm saying. It didn't show anything. I mean, I was naked, but the melon covered all genitalia.
All genitalia has been covered in this particular.
And it's a Tumblr site.
This just in for the Doobies and Tit newsroom. No one really cares.
I thought it was a brilliant idea, and it's never going to see the light of day.
Brilliant. Brilliant idea.
Brilliant idea.
Brilliant idea. That is the most brilliant idea we've ever heard of in our life. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get up the phone here. Hello?
Hey, Doobies and Tit Plus. This is R.C. Martinez in Wisconsin calling to say Bob Casale dead at 61, founding member of Devo. So, sad day. All right, bye.
I guess he whipped it. Whipped it good. Did anyone make that joke?
Sorry, I was muted. I don't know. I didn't listen to the whole thing. What? They call in live. What are you talking about? I would have no way.
Congratulations, R.C. Martinez. $1 but put into the pot in your name.
It's R.C. Martinez.
What did I say?
You said RT. Oh, it's RT Cruiser.
That's what it is. RT Cruiser is just conditioning me to say RT.
Well, RT Cruiser only calls in about 15 times per episode. He's like calling about his dead aunt.
Hi guys. My aunt Sheila died.
A blade of grass outside his work.
Hi guys.
Brown.
I'm just ringing up to let you know that when I left my house this morning, a dingo died. Are you caught up on It's All About Me?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Okay. I said this before the show, but I'll mention it again for those who don't come to the live show. Hello, all of you who don't. You know who you are. Before we started recording, so you guys didn't hear this, but I was saying that I am 2.5 episodes through the 3 that I needed to be. So I'm halfway through the most recent episode.
2.5 episodes of All About Me. Is that when they switched out Ashton Kutcher for Ed?
I don't remember Ashton Kutcher ever being on there.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
You know, I do wonder about that show, though. How do they call it 2.5? The other guy's now a man. I mean, like, he's like 30.
Right.
The boy, you know, they're still, how long is he going to be a half man? They're going to have to rename it to 3 men.
He's a douchebag, so he's pretty much,
maybe they'll get another young one and then it'll be 3.5 men. Anyway,
just kill somebody off. All right, so what about All About Me? So you were listening All About Me because I they asked a question specifically to us.
Well, I think I'm gonna know what you're talking about. I had lots of things to mention about It's All About Me, so we'll talk about yours first. But I believe that yours is, you complained about their new theme song.
I did. Their new theme song is god awful.
And so they came back, and I don't remember which one of them said, because to be honest, I don't know who's who.
What you're trying to say is they all sound alike to you.
They do. All those Arizona Mexican / white middle-aged gay people. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So they came back and said, one of them, maybe it was Ed, but I'm not sure, said that he didn't like the fact. I know it wasn't Ed, and I have something to say about that. Mark.
Yes.
Said that he doesn't like that you have changed the birthday song, that he liked the Dora the Explorer song.
And I loved the Dora Explorer birthday. And the reason that I had to change it, why? Why, Adam, did I have to change it?
I think we got like copyright violation
pulldowns
or something like that. We got sued.
Hate it. You hate the Dora song.
I liked the very first one that we used to do, and you changed it just to annoy me.
Hate the Dora song. I love the Dora. The first one, by the way, is a Leif Garrett song. And, it's your birthday. That was Leif Garrett.
Right. I like that one.
But you can't sing. It doesn't have the same energy and sing-along value.
And no, because you have changed it to slow, like, why, Dora?
I didn't slow it down. I haven't altered the speed of it.
That's the tempo of that song. Yes. Okay. It's all my fault. Actually, I want to be on the record to say that I have nothing specifically against that song. I don't like any of the other songs that he has played for birthday, except the first one that we had. But maybe that's just because I get attached to things.
And you know damn well why I don't use the first one.
No, I don't.
Because that is not...
can't find it.
No, I can. I know where it's at. It's just that is not... That's the chorus of the song. So when you find it, like I just go to Google Play because I have the All You Can Eat plan, right? So I can play any song. So I just go over to the Google Play and I type in, but that particular Happy Birthday song doesn't start off by going, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's your birthday. That's in the middle of the song. So I would have to not only find the song, but then skip ahead to the middle part and then...
If only they created a audio program that would allow you to import things in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold that thought for just a second. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for Celebrity Death Fan. Kind of a celebrity. Sure, it'll be knocked back. But the Eisenhower tree at the Augusta Golf Course, dead. Killed in an ice storm. Bye.
The Eisenhower tree.
I really don't think that we give points for trees.
The Eisenhower tree.
You know, RT, if a tree dies in the forest where no one sees it, did it really die? Well, I know there's some kind of saying there.
I'm sorry.
If a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it,
did it,
do all dogs go to heaven? I don't know. It's some saying about trees.
All right, so what did you have to say about It's All About Me? Forget about the fact that you killed Dora, that you single-handedly killed Dora.
So first of all, I want to say that they were talking about the fact that I am not caught up ever on their show. And yet Ed admitted that he does not listen to our show at all.
That's not true.
They said it on the show. Mark said, well, you don't listen anyway, do you? Or something. And Ed said, no, I don't listen. So he point blank admitted that he does not listen to the show.
That's not true. Mark only listens live. Mark doesn't go back and listen. So like if Mark isn't listening right this very moment, then I won't listen.
Well, does Ed go back and listen recorded?
I think Ed used to listen to more podcasts because he had more time. But now that he's, you know, back at his old job, he probably doesn't have so much time to listen to podcasts. You know, it's fine. They don't have to listen to us. It's not a requirement.
And the other thing is they were giving me lots of helpful advice on Sydney. And by the way, her name is Sydney, my dog. But lots of people have decided actually to give me advice on Sydney. But their advice, they had some kind of videos they were playing on an audio podcast. So, you know, I couldn't see them. But it was some Android people talking about dogs eating poop. And how you don't want to scold them because then they'll do it in secret and they'll eat their poop in secret. So
right, well, you know where they got that from, right?
No.
Well, first let's hear it. I have their show right here. Let's play it and see what we have here. Oh, I have to start it from the beginning because the beginning of the show, you know, it's that theme song is the best.
On your mark, get set. We're riding on the internet, cyberspace set free. Hello, virtual reality.
Interactive appetite, searching for a website, a window to the world, got to get online.
Take a spin, now you're in with a techno set, you're going surfing on the internet.
Yeah, it's all about me.
So Kathy Bacon says, how dare I name Sydney Sydney, because that's her daughter's name. I believe, Kathy Bacon, that you voted for Sydney in the little poll. I believe on Facebook and everywhere else you said that I should choose Sydney. I believe you did. So I don't know why you're saying.
Anyway, what they do, have you not seen these YouTube things? So think about all the really worst parts about Bitstrip on Facebook, like the generic looking little characters or whatever, and then add to that a computer synthesized voice, and then you'll have what they're playing. Because there's a whole bunch of these things on YouTube that is basically like just two little Bitstrip like characters talking to each other. Their mouths don't move with the words or whatever. And it's just a female computer voice and a male computer voice. And a lot of them is like the iPhone ones, like, I want an iPhone.
I don't know. I'm always looking for naked men on YouTube.
Right.
And the only other thing is, I think we're supposed to call in, but they wanted, like, this week was a deadline to call in for a hand job. And I would like a hand job.
You need to call in. You have another few days.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're listening right now, Mark, I would like a hand job.
Thanks, Uncle Gary.
So I know you're going to try to throw some stuff out, but don't. We can go through other stuff fast.
What do you mean I'm going to try to throw things out?
Well, we have a lot of like topics to cover here, so
we do. This just in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Someone has purchased airline tickets to Connecticut. Oh, I trailed that off at the end there.
Someone is purchasing airline tickets to Connecticut.
So you have
Mark
not.
Wanted. Well, he's purchasing them probably as we speak.
All right. Well, let's let everyone in on this. So you, Adam, and Mittens are coming to visit us. You're coming, it's not fair to say that you're coming to Connecticut because you're not, because you're only going to be here for like 2 days. So it kind of makes no sense to come to Connecticut. We're just going to meet you in New York City. So we're going to be in New York City for 2 days
we haven't made any plans. So, I mean, literally this is the first time Daniel and I have talked, but.
Well, that's why I'm trying to make plans right now. So you're going to be here. You're going to be here April 4th and 5th. In New York City. So that's Friday and a Saturday. You're going to be here 4th and 5th. And then you're going to leave on Sunday to go see Joey Buhecker, because Joey's too important to come down to New York to be with
us. No, that was actually Joey was going to come down, and maybe he still will. I don't know. But to meet, to like hang out with all of us, I'm not sure. But since we were going, and Mark likes to see things when he goes places, you know, and he's been to New York before. And I thought, he's never seen Niagara Falls, and neither have I. So
I can save you a trip. It's just a bunch of water.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he likes to take photos of things and post things on Instagram and all that. But anyway, we have time to do stuff with you, to hang out or whatever we're going to do. We're 4th, 5th, and the 6th, because our flight to Buffalo doesn't leave until like 9 p.m.
Okay, cool. So this is when I wanted to, you know, I was very excited about this because I happen to know that Hedwig the Angry Inch is opening on Broadway in April, and it's starring Neil Patrick Harris, and it will actually be in preview those 2 days that you were there. There is not a single fucking seat available for the time.
That's what you told me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not a single seat. Now, at the same time, however, Alan Cumming is resurrecting his role as the MC in Cabaret.
And, but you said it was like $200 a ticket or
and
something.
And those are mezzanine tickets for a matinee show. So it was going to be like $800 for the 4 tickets to go and see Alan Cumming there. So now we're kind of at this point where I know a play that I think you guys will really enjoy that I would suggest that we go and see together, which would be Avenue Q, which is off Broadway, but still really excellent show. And it's only about $40 a ticket.
I would love to see that.
Right. And do that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. So here are my criteria. First of all, Mark's criteria is because he's Asian. Apparently Asians need everything planned out and they need like an itinerary of what they're going to do when they go play. They can't just hang out. Like if you're going to spend the money to go somewhere, you got to like go see all the tourists, everything.
Well, and that's what I figured. So we'll come into New York. We'll go do the, we can go do the Staten Island Ferry so you can see the Statue of Liberty. We can go and you can see Central Park. You can go and what was the other thing that you could? Oh, we can go see the Stonewall Inn, right? You can go do that.
Now, I have to find out what he did last time he was in New York so we don't
There's lots
do the
of things
thing.
Like that. But, the most important thing is that, if other people might be in New York City at the same time, they, of course, would want to meet up and buy us drinks.
Yeah, exactly. So here are my requirements. So some kind of touristy stuff for him.
Right.
But stuff he hasn't done. So we'll have to talk about that later because I don't know what he did.
Okay.
And then we do a thing every week, Restaurant of the Week. And so I want to eat at 2 good restaurants in New York. I would like to do at least one like Food Network starry sort of place, like a Bobby Flay restaurant or something like
As
that.
As it so happens, our favorite restaurant is Bar American, which is Bobby Flay's Steakhouse, which is in Manhattan.
Right. So I would like to do a couple of restaurants so we can add those because we do that every week. We don't have a blog yet, but eventually we'll probably like have a Restaurant of the Week blog because we do it every week. And then I would like to go out to a place that has naked men at night. If New York has any places like that.
So I was having Robert look in the Columbus Circle area for hotels and stuff because it's not too far away from the Eagle. So the Eagle would probably be your best bet to go for naked men.
So, and Mark doesn't mind naked men either. Well, we went to Atlanta and he had fun there. So yeah, I'm really excited though. But Avacu New sounds great.
Well, the thing that would be awesome to see would be Book of Mormon, but you still can't touch Book of Mormon for less than like $250 a ticket. So,
yeah, I mean, it's not that we couldn't. It's just with the plane tickets. And Mark was really sweet for Valentine's Day. He said he was going to buy my ticket for Valentine's Day.
All right, so let's just leave it. If anyone has any suggestions, because I'm thinking Avenue Q is probably the first choice. I know there's also an off-Broadway musical that Stater was talking about called Murder for Two or Two for Murder or something like that. That was a couple of people that he knew they had written that is also off-Broadway that's not expensive. There's a few plays that are going to be on Broadway that are in previews, so like right before the Tony series. So I know Bryan Cranston is going to be in one. What's the one? James Franco and that British guy that's really funny are going to be in Mice and Men. That's going to be there. And usually plays are a lot cheaper than the musicals.
Plays are fine, but Avenue Q certainly sounds good because
Avenue Q is amazing. I've seen Avenue Q twice. I will happily see it a third time. In fact, the sad part is that I would love for you guys to see A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. That is the most amazing play that just opened this year. And it's a musical, but it's amazing. And I guarantee you at the Tonys this year, it's going to sweep like everything. But I'm unwilling to go and see it with you on the 4th and the 5th because my birthday is the week prior and we've already bought 4 tickets to go and see it that weekend. So I'm going to have seen it just the weekend before you guys get here.
Aww.
So, for the second time. So I've already seen it once, but we're going with Kevin and Brian from Danbury and another couple from here. So there's 6 of us actually that are going to see A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder on my birthday. So the other thing that I will find out is that one of our friends here in Connecticut is in an improv comedy group and they perform in Manhattan on Saturday evenings. And I'm going to make sure that if he's performing that night, then we'll all go see him Saturday night. That's a nice little thing to do.
Cool. Well, anyway, I'm excited. You thought I would never come see you.
I know. I'm jazzed. I'm jazzed.
Here I am.
I am pooping rainbow melons. I am so excited.
Now, I said Thursday night, it may be, there was a $100 cheaper ticket that left Friday morning.
That's fine. Because here's the thing. We have to have people watch our cats and stuff like that. So even if you came in Thursday night, we would not actually meet up with you until Friday anyway. Because
that's what I thought.
Yeah. So we're going to come into New York City for Friday and Saturday night. And then we'll stay Sunday until whenever. But I'm just saying.
Cool.
But yeah, we have to find someone to watch our cats and feed them and all that kind of stuff. But yeah,
for the other people, what we're doing is, we're flying Sunday night to Buffalo because for only $100 more per ticket, we could do a three-way flight sort of thing where we go to New York and then Buffalo and then back home. And so we're going to go to Niagara Falls on Monday with Joey and do whatever else. I don't know. We haven't planned that out, but probably Niagara Falls and eat out or whatever. And that'll be about it. And then Tuesday we'll leave. We'll leave and come back.
Right. So if you're going to be in New York April 4th, 5th, or 6th, the Friday, Saturday, if you're going to be in around that weekend, or if you live in New York and you want to say, hey, I'll meet up with you guys and buy you a drink. This is the important part. And buy us a drink. That's the important part.
Right.
We'll be happy to meet you, but you need to buy us a drink because, you know, it's not like, you know, it's so little. It's so little that we ask, really. You just buy us a drink.
So I want to talk about one other thing.
Not a single person is going to say anything. You know that.
Not the Valentine's thing. We did Valentine's Day, whatever. It was fine. So I found this website. And shoot, you know, I should have looked it up.
Why don't you look it up while I...
Oh, yeah. Talk about your thing.
So did you do know that the Tonight Show just rebooted this week. Did you...
Yeah, I have not watched it, but yes, I knew that.
You know, the thing about the Tonight Show... hold on just a second. I gotta answer this. Yes, hello?
Hey, this is Nico. I'm calling for Celebrity Death Zone. I've decided might as well throw my hat in the ring, so to speak, assuming that no one has called this before and really even accepted in the first place. But Mary Grace, she played Ralph Monroe, the handy woman, on Green Acres.
I love how confident our listeners are. Someone's probably already called, and you probably won't even take this entry. It's probably, why the hell? I shouldn't even call. I really just shouldn't even call.
Right.
Exactly. I'm just going to hang up now. I'm just going to hang up right now. It's, wait, where is it at? Did I do that right? I missed it. There we go. Nico Martinez put him down for a entry into the pot and raised the pot by $1. Hold on.
I gather that she was 89. Adam will have no idea who she is.
He doesn't.
I'm old enough that I do.
What?
I don't know specifically who that is, but I did watch Green Acres.
Yes.
So he's insinuating that I'm not old enough to have seen Green. And I did. I watched Nick at Night, growing up.
Right.
And saw Donna Reed, Mr. Ed, My Three Sons, Bewitched, I Dream of Jeannie, Green Acres, all of that stuff.
Right.
So, you know. Not that those are all from the same time period.
So, that's it. Mary Grace Kenfield, 89.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes. Congratulations, Nico. What was I was going to say? Something. Oh, you know, in the chat room, they're talking about how that they can just mail us money for the drinks. Yeah, you can just mail us money for the drinks, right? And DeAndre is correct. Drinks in New York are very expensive, so just mail us each like $50, and
that'll get us what, one drink of,
right? Yeah, just
something?
One drink of mail, $50 each, and just drop that in the mail to us, and that'll be great. So. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there. Let's go right here to the next phone call, shall we? And yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RC Cruiser is ringing the ironic death phone. Jamie Coots, the preacher that was a snake handler on reality TV, has died from a snake bite. Bye.
No, that's just stupid. He killed himself. They refuse any kind of medical help. I'm sorry. We do not reward stupidity around here.
I'm just thinking, if I were to string together all of these RT Cruiser phone calls, we could come out with like a secondary podcast every week. Just the RT Cruiser calls. the old darn. I feel,
and that's not a celebrity.
I feel bad for RT Cruiser because, He missed getting the Mary from Green Acres by just like a few moments. He missed Devo by just like a few moments.
Well, this is really quick.
Go ahead.
But I, you know, I'm just strolling through the internet. I'm just, what does that song say? Through the, whatever. I was cruising on down through
the
internet.
With the techno set. You're in with the techno set.
And I've been looking at masturbatory type sites for whatever reason.
Of course you have. Of course you are.
And not really porn, just, anyway. But I found this, I find it so annoying when people try to make masturbation this spiritual thing. And there's this site. It's erotic-engineering.com.
Uh-huh.
And it's this guy, these two guys, and one of them has written all these books and everything. And so in their about page, they say, men love to masturbate, but the habits that we slip into can limit how much we get out of it. Do any of the following sound familiar to you? Do you feel drained after you masturbate? Have you ever wondered if you could get more out of masturbating than a brief high? Erotic engineering can teach you how to expand your consciousness with masturbation. You can train yourself to break old habits and experience new levels of pleasure. The practices taught here can take you into higher states of awareness. You can alter and expand your consciousness in life-changing ways through erotic engineering.
Life-changing ways.
So this site has online personal one-on-one sessions.
Yes.
With two masturbation mentors.
Oh, for God's sake, they're creepy old men that just want to watch people jack off.
And they walk you through. They have all these like 3 1-hour sessions and all this stuff. And I haven't done it.
3 1-hour sessions for you to masturbate.
But, and I think, and I haven't looked further into it, but I think these are those, you know, denial sort of things where you don't actually allow yourself to come, you know, and you're just trying to reach the state of euphoria. You know, screw that.
Screw that.
But anyway, I mean, I don't know, just some people. The things you can find on the internet. That was it. Not edging. This is like. Baron Frosty in the chat room said edging. No, not even that. Like lighting candles and dinging bells.
See,
and
this is my problem. This is my problem. See, people take things. They'll take things just one step too far, right? So, like edging and like maybe like you know putting off actually coming while you masturbate or whatever in order to get a bigger payoff at the end, whatever. Those are things that we all do, right? These are all things that just make sense. Those are just like, okay, right, whatever. But then they have to take it that extra step and like put some kind of woo-woo shit with it. Like this is going to elevate your spirit to beyond, or anyone who talks about food or like some kind of health related thing and talks about toxins, right? Like there's somebody on Google Plus that like was posting the other day, I need to switch from eating spinach as my only green because I'm worried about iron toxicity. It's like, really? You're worried about iron toxicity from eating spinach. Right. So someone of course asked him on Google Plus, like, well, what the hell are you talking about? Does raw spinach have more iron in it than cooked spinach? Actually, he said, cooked spinach has more iron in it. Now, think about that for a second. Iron is an element, right? So what exactly in the cooking process is going to make the iron multiply in cooked spinach rather than raw spinach, right? The answer is that iron content in raw spinach is exactly the same as the iron content in cooked spinach. However, because you're cooking out all of the water and maybe some of the nutrients that are water soluble, you have a denser mass of spinach at the end, which will, like, you know, gram for gram will have more iron in it, but it is the same amount of iron that was in the raw spinach. You just removed some of the other pieces of the spinach. So it's this whole toxicity thing is like, we have this amazing body that filters out these so-called toxins, right? It's like your liver and all your kidneys and stuff, they filter out. You don't need to like use some kind of external weird thing to like filter out toxins from food. It's bullshit. It's all woo-woo bullshit thing. It's like, if you like to eat vegetables because that's woo-woo, a healthy thing to get like more vitamins in your you know, whatever, then great for you. But you don't have to take it that one extra little step into, you know, like, I'm better than you because I have spiritual, whatever.
So this last thing, if anyone's interested in this woo-woo shit.
Shit of masturbation.
They also have retreats. And
a masturbation retreat.
They do. So it's called the Psychedelic Penis. And it's in a private ranch near Austin, Texas. It's only $400, including meals and accommodations, from May 16th to the 19th. Oh, and you get a 50% youth discount.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they're old men. That is anyone,
you know, ladies.
Wait, where is this?
You know,
what state is this in?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, thank God it's not South Carolina.
And, so it says, join Bruce and Blue Fowler.
Whoa, sorry.
Join Bruce and Blue for the Spring Phallic Brotherhood
Blue?
Retreat in Blue.
Is it
Blue? Blue Tiger.
No,
Blue.
Oh, but it's not Blue.
No.
Oh.
Learn how to trip out on your penis without the use of drugs. Bruce, the erotic wizard, will be sharing his expertise in mindful masturbation.
You know what? I'm just going to throw this out there. If there's any, you know, like 19, 20-year-old track stars here in the Connecticut area, and you would like to learn how to trip out on your penis, there are any number of bars that you could go to, and there would be people that would be willing to pay you.
Yeah,
trip out on your penis. That's all I'm trying to say.
You'll get plenty of hands-on practice, and then later Blue Tiger will lead you and the rest of the Brotherhood through a shamanic ceremony.
Oh, dear God.
The psychedelic penis is your guide. And then it says, this incredible event includes vegetarian meals.
Of course, vegetarian meals, because they don't want to get those iron toxins from the spinach.
Anyway,
someone in the chat room, who said that? R.C. Boozer said that iron concentrates. You do realize that the iron in spinach is a different form. It's not like raw iron ore. It's not the same thing. It's not like the rock iron.
Well, I can tell you what. Spinach tastes like, you bite into some spinach, a bunch of spinach, it tastes like you're bleeding in your mouth.
I don't want to hear that. All right, let's move on to our next phone call here. Yes, hello.
Hello, Celebrity Death Phone Line.
Yes.
This is Christian from Pleased to Meet You, and John Henson has died at 48.
Yes.
John Henson. Jim Henson's son.
Jim Henson's
passes
son.
Passes away after a sudden, massive heart attack.
Is he famous? I don't know.
Now, the thing is that a lot of people know that Jim Henson's son took over the Muppets.
Right.
However, the important part here is that that was his son, Brian, who is still very much alive. John Henson, who was the younger son, did not actually, he is known, he is quasi-famous in the sense that he did the voice of Sweetums.
I don't know which one, Sweetums. Who's Sweetums?
Sweetums is the big 7-foot-tall furry one that's like, he did the voice of Sweetums, but that is the only voice that he ever did on the Muppets.
Was that the real low pitch?
This Henson. I forgot his name. What's his name?
John.
John Henson. So he did the voice of Sweetums. So I don't know. It, you know, yes, no, it's up to you.
I'm okay with it. Let's just go with it.
Congratulations. Christian? That was Christian from a Pleased to Meet You.
John Henson. Okay.
You may recognize him because his co-host is quite famous for saying,
Oh, but so Adam is the one who's the melon fucker?
Right.
Right.
Yes.
I also do training online, 3 easy lessons,
on how to
and I have melon retreats.
And a melon retreat. The melon
I
retreat, sponsored by Adam. Wait, oh shit, wrong one. Hold on. Ignore that. This is what I was going to play. So, I believe on our last show, we talked briefly about the Olympics.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We talked about the fact that it was happening.
Right. Now, have you watched any of the Olympics?
No.
So,
I will say I've watched one thing. I watched a little bit of figure skating.
Yes.
And that stupid gay American guy, I can't remember his name.
Oh, he is
what
not stupid.
The hell
he is not
wearing?
Stupid. He is fabulous. That is Johnny Weir. And I believe Baron Frosty said it best on the Face Space, where he said, Johnny Weir is winning the internet. I mean, it's like he is definitely, Johnny Weir has come up with a separate fabulous outfit every single fucking day of the
what
Olympics.
What has he done to his hair?
It doesn't matter.
I mean, those.
It does not matter.
anyway,
this is what's happening, in case you didn't know, is that instead of all of the people trying to, you know, protest the Olympics by, or you know, protest Russia by not watching the Olympics and blah, 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 which we've established accomplishes nothing. Here we have an out and proud gay man who is walking around like a big middle finger to Russia, walking around in Russia, very like dressing just fabulously every single day, basically going, fuck you, I'm gay. And
well, I understand
I think that does far more than anything that we could do.
I understand the purpose. I just, his hair looked really incredibly ignorant to me. But whatever. I mean, there are certain images that you want of gayness, and you don't always want to go with the stereotypes, right?
But sometimes you do.
But yes, I understand. I understand the purpose that he's doing that for, although
yes,
he tends to be flamboyant anyway.
No, he is. I don't think he's doing anything outside of his normal character or his normal, you know, that's what he does. So anyway, I hesitate to even bring this up because I started watching this as a joke just because Robert watches all the ice skating things and I my eyes glaze over and whatever. And so I was watching this thing. I somehow got sucked into this curling hole. Like I watched
curling hole.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I started watching curling and I'm like trying to figure it out. I'm like, I've got my tablet out. I'm like looking at the rules on Wikipedia to try to see what the rules of curling are. And I'm trying to follow along with it because I was watching it on the NBC site and there's like 3 hours of the U.S. team's, you know, curling, the U.S. men's team curling round robin that they did, but it has no commentary. So I'm like trying to figure it out. I don't have any like commentators like explaining things to me. And you know, you got that rock in the house there. And it's like the scoring and curling is so insanely complicated that I cannot figure. I program in 14 different languages and I can't figure out the scoring in curling. That's how how insane
they
that
sweep
is.
In front of a rock
and they call it the rock. Yes, but wait, we have to move on to this phone call here. Wait, who? Yes, hello.
Hey, this is for Celebrity Death Phone and Matthew Santos has died at the age of 28. He was the critically acclaimed co-host of MTV Canada's One Girl, Five Gays. So he's passed away, and no, I doubt it. You could go up to anybody up on the street in the U.S. and they would recognize him.
Right.
Oh, well. Right. Bye.
No, we do not allow Canadian VJs or whatever.
Turn of Head's not in the chat room, so we don't have to allow the Canadians.
No, we don't. Sorry. And Christian, you already got one anyway, so.
Anyway, but thank you very much for the phone call. We do appreciate that. So, curling is just very complex. I'm fascinated by curling now, just simply because I could do that. I could do curling. I could be an Olympic athlete. My hopes have once again, you know, because it's like you can't be a Nordic skier or an ice skater or a speed jumper or a speed skater. Like you have to be in the prime of your life to do those things, right? You retire when you hit your late 20s because you just physically can't do it anymore. Curling, they got some like 50-year-old fat guys out there like curling. I can do this fucking. I could be an Olympic athlete. So now I'm just going to say this right now. So not the next one, which the next one would be what, 2018. So the one after that, 2022. I'm going to be on the Olympic curling team in 2022. That's my goal. Put it on the board. That's my goal.
I'll support you.
I'm going to get that rock in the house. Is what I'm trying
to say. Someone put up an amazing, I'm sorry, this, I just have to mention this. Someone put up an amazing video in the chat room that we've all been using ketchup cups wrong. And my mind is blown. Like, you know, those cups, they're so small and you can't fit anything into them. And this video is showing someone unfolding the cup and it makes this huge, like,
yes,
bowl.
Yes.
Almost thing. That's amazing.
You.
But I will.
You are just, this is DI Plus. Ooh, shiny. You're just like, you are so easily distracted by these things.
I will support you in your bid for the 20, what would that be, the 2018?
No, 2022.
They're every 4 years.
I know, but I'm just saying, I won't be ready by 2018. I won't be ready. I'm 46 now, so I'll be 50 in 2018. I'll be 54 in 2022. And that's when I will be the skip on the U.S. Team, and they'll be doing the, you know, the commentary. Johnny Weir will be doing the commentary on this. That's how fabulous curling is going to be by then.
He will.
The team today, the men's USC team, led by the skip, Daniel Brewer from Connecticut. He's relative newcomer to the Olympics. He's led the team now to a 3-2 victory over Japan.
Great.
U.S. team has the hammer this end. Hoping to get the... hoping to hit.
How do you even know what the commentary sounds like? You said there was none. Are you just making it? You know, you could be... Curling does look like you could be in a wheelchair and still be fine.
No, Brewer pushes himself out of the hack, and he's going down for the straight middle line there. Oh, releases the rock. It's nice, nice. It's good lines on that, heading straight for the button.
Isn't it like shuffleboard on ice?
You know, true connoisseurs would say that it's like chess on ice. Let's move on now to our phone calls here. Hello.
Hey, guys. Steve there. I just want to... report in the celebrity death line that Sid Caesar has passed away and will not be down for breakfast. Very sad because he was a wicked funny guy. Thanks, bye-bye.
There you go, Jimmy Bear. Jimmy Bear correctly saying that Sid Caesar has passed away, and add a dollar to the pot and add Jimmy Bear to the thing. Do you know who Sid Caesar is?
He was a vaudevillian something. Okay, I'm going to go through these pretty quick.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. RT Cruiser in the chat room was bitching that he didn't get in. He said, I couldn't even get that one. RT Cruiser, you were beaten out on Sid Caesar by Jimmy Bear, Baron Frosty, Turnip Head, Romo, Good Humor Penguin, and Scotty. So, I'm sorry. You were the last one on the SCC.
The only thing you're good for getting is Eisenhower trees.
Perhaps if Sid Caesar had been an inanimate object.
Right. A Seattle couple returned home on Sunday to find their apartment a mess, a frozen crab balancing on their bike, cat litter in the sink, a frozen pie in the oven, and all of their credit cards stuffed inside a chocolate muffin. However, rather than panic and fear they had been robbed, Derek, what's his name, and fiance quickly came to suspect their neighbor, who they were aware suffered from mental health issues. Indeed, as they phoned the police, they spotted the guy crouched in an alley adjacent to the apartment, who police promptly... That is such a bad sentence. What is that called? A misplaced dangling modifier? So it says, indeed, they phoned police. As they phoned the police, they spotted the guy crouched in an alley adjacent to the apartment, who police promptly arrested. That is how the sentence is constructed, ladies and gentlemen.
And you're worried that they're arrested the alley?
I mean, what did they arrest? The apartment?
Do you have shoes for babies with rubber bottoms?
Law enforcement said that they suspected he had taken LSD, which caused him to think he was Jack Bauer from the television show 24.
Shing, ching, shing, ching.
Ding, 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 ding. You know, 24 is coming back with a 12-episode miniseries, by the way.
It's coming back. It's just going to be called 12.
I don't know how they're doing 24 hours in 12 episodes.
It's just called 12 this time.
Two math majors at Reed College lost control of a massive snowball that rolled into a dorm, knocking in part of a bedroom wall.
Yes.
There were no injuries, but college spokesman Kevin Myers said Friday it will cost $2,000 to $3,000 to repair the building. The incident happened last Saturday night following a rare trio of snowstorms in Portland.
Now, the thing that got me about this story was they immediately reported themselves. Look, we were doing this thing with this snowball and it got out of hand. And so, I mean, they turned themselves in, right? I mean, they fessed up to it. They offered to pay for, you know, renovation. But the comments on this thing, and there were so many like snarky fucking comments. And it's like, well, I guess they're real math majors then. Well, we shouldn't let math people do it. It's like, at what point in time, it's like, you know, if what does that have to do with math? That's more of a physics thing, really. It's like, really, had it been two physics majors, then you might have had a problem. But it's like math guys, they were making a big snowball.
You know, we tried this. So this is the way you make a snowman. You make a small ball, and then you roll it around to collect more snow.
That is amazing. You know, I offer a three-hour seminar on making large snowballs.
Is it spiritual?
It is. It is a transcendental experience making large. And if you're a young boy, you get a discount.
50%. Exactly.
I call it the psychedelic snowball. It's amazing. All right. So there you go.
That's the news.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the news. I'm trying to find it. There it is. Got it.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do You know what? Today is such a special fiesta.
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Welcome back, Dora.
La, la, la.
It's a catchy little tune.
Okay. Yes. So there you go, Mark and Ed. You need to change back your theme to the old one.
That's
because
right.
We went back to the old
birthday
song.
I expect the All About Meme next week. I expect.
Oh, he expect already it. Said in the chat room, we're still keeping the new theme song.
Whatever.
Anyway. Why is Ed going to be so happy, Mark? He doesn't listen to our show. Anyway.
If I make you a new theme song and send it to you, will you play it?
Oh, no. Don't even. Don't make them because you will never hear the end of it. If Daniel makes you anything and you don't play it, 5 years later, he will still be pulling it out of his soundboard and saying, and I made this for them and they never played it. Don't let Daniel make you a theme song. Whatever you do. Okay. We're going to start with, and I know you're looking for it, I can see you, but anyway, we're going to start with the hard one, so you need to listen. You may not know this at all, but anyway, we'll play it anyway.
I'm listening.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below.
Waiting. I'm not hearing anything.
Keep careful watch of my brother's soul, and should the sky be filled with fire and smoke.
Okay. Is this the singer?
It is the singer, yes.
Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone? Is that the name of the song?
The name of the song? I think the song was for the movie The Hobbit.
Oh, the Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug. And the name of the song is I See Fire.
I have no idea. The chat room says it's Bob Lumpkin.
No, it's not Bob Lumpkin.
He's not Bob Lumpkin. How dare you, chat room?
So, do you watch The Voice?
Yes, I watch The Voice.
So, this guy was he was not a judge, but he was a helper, like mentor, like, you know, each judge brings a celebrity, like, helper.
Oh, God
when they
knows.
Do their...
I don't pay that much time. It's
Ed Sheeran.
Never would have gotten that.
He is a British songwriter and singer. And he did sing a duet with Taylor Swift, actually.
Okay.
So Ed Sheeran, he's kind of cute. You could look him up and you'd see. But anyway, Ed Sheeran is 23 years old. I'm trying to mix it up.
23? You know. He's a young man. You know, right. he could get all a 50% right. discount.
So I'm trying to mix it up so that when I play this next one.
Yes.
You won't beat me over the head with a frozen fish or something.
Gotcha.
So here we go.
That's going to be really annoying because there's actually a delay that...
Yes.
So on the recording, it's going to be off. Anyway, not that it was that great to start with. This is the theme from Family Ties.
No!
From the other one. The other one, oh shit. It's
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains with Alan Thicke.
No. It's the mother.
Joanna Kearns.
It is Joanna Kearns. You're so good at this game. This is going to sound really random, but the jeans back in the 80s and early 90s, I like the way guys' crotches look.
I know. You know what? There was that sad period in the 90s that started in the 90s and continues to today, where young men just don't wear jeans tight enough to be able to appreciate their penises. You know what? I talk about this in my workshop called the Psychedelic Penis.
No, I'm looking at a picture of the blonde guy. They're showing a picture. And for some reason, what's her name that played the daughter is seductively hugging the blonde young guy who was supposed to be her brother. It looks like they've just had sex or something.
Now, wait a second. So Growing Pains, so that would have been DJ? Or I mean, like...
That's Family Matters. Your Family Ties or whatever. DJ is Full House. You're thinking, like... Growing Pains is Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah. And what's her name?
Yeah, the girl who had anorexia for a while.
Right.
And I can't think.
Yeah, her.
I can't think of her name. And anyway, the blonde guy who was Ben.
Yes.
And he's older in this one that I'm looking at, this photo I'm looking at, and he's got the tight, like, 80s jeans, you know, or whatever. Tracy Gold, thank you. It's all about Mark. And it's nice crotch shot. I mean, there's not much to see, but I'm just saying, those kind of jeans. Now, we have skinny jeans now, but they're so tight that, like, it compresses everything.
I'm looking at the same picture that you're looking at there, and you do recognize the young man that Alan Thicke is hugging there.
Oh, I do. That is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, Leonardo DiCaprio, exactly.
It is. And he's not wearing tight jeans for some reason. I don't know what he's wearing. Not. It looks weird. But anyway, so yes, Joanna Kearns, who I don't know that she went on to do anything else after that. You know, there's something about those sitcom moms. They're all like, you know, Joanna Kearns, the woman from Family Ties. I can't remember
Joanna Kearns, the other one, and that other one.
You know, that other one. Sandy Duncan.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever. You know, they never went on to do anything else.
Sandy Duncan never went on to do anything.
You know they had talent. What's up with that? Anyway.
Sandy Duncan just never did anything. She did that Valerie's Family thing, and then she was done.
So anyway, Joanna Kearns is 61. I'm sure they're all in Lifetime movies. Oh, look at that. And it's all about Mark.
Says that right at the same time. It's like
that.
You guys I did not read share that. A brain.
Anyway, so here is our last one, if you're
our
ready.
Our last. I am ready.
All right, here we go.
I got chills. They're multiplying. And I'm losing control.
Now, this is from the movie Grease.
Yes.
It's electrified. And this is being sung by Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
Kind of.
Yes. He drives a Toyota. It's either John Travolta or Olivia Newton-John's birthday. I'm going to go with John Travolta.
You are correct, sir. I was going to say the clue is the one who was singing when I started the song. You're the one that I want. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Anyway.
Yes.
John Travolta, who is he gay or not?
He's a Scientologist, so he's nothing.
Because, I mean, there are all those talks about him dating his pilot or something and them having like this affair or whatever. And
right.
Anyway, so I don't know. But John Travolta is 60 years old. So he's
60 years young.
Yes, 1 year younger than Joanna Kearns.
Right. Now, I'm trying to find a clip here because we have a Pride 48 birthday. Let me see if I have a thing here. Don't look at the chat room because then you'll know what it is. Let me see if I have it here. Really? Really? I don't have that at all. I don't have it.
Wait, that sounds a lot like...
Here, let me... I'll just... Yeah. Wait, here it is. Here it is. I'll play. This is it. So here you go. Whose birthday is it? Correct. It's Timmy Sims. Very good.
Right. Happy birthday, Timmy.
Correctly. I was trying to find the theme of Superman, and I could not find that anywhere. So happy birthday to each and every one of you. Excellent. Chat room is just, they're turning on you, Adam.
I see that.
They say you sing as badly as Daddy Dave. That's pretty bad.
I'm actually a good singer. I have, you know, in high school, I made Allstate Choir like all 3 years, and I was in the top singing group in college as well.
Excellent. Well, let's see. We have some voicemails here, and we are running way
just
over.
Just because I don't sound like Katy Perry.
We are running long here. So
we're actually only at an hour right
let's
now.
Let's just go ahead. No, so, we're not. I'm at an hour 17.
We didn't start. Well, that's true. Never mind.
You know what? I can't get to the voicemails here until I answer this phone. So let's just do that really quickly, shall we? Yes. Hello.
Hey, this is Turnip Head coming at you live from the Voice of Turnip Style recording studio to let you know that the patriarch of the Waltons. Dead.
You gonna
that would be Ralph Wayne at 92. I'm sorry, I have to go look at their age because everyone seems to be hung up on age, and I know my last one, I didn't give a fuck how old they were. They were just dead. But anyway, so Turnipad. Ralph Wayne, dead. Patriarch, Walton's family. Gotcha. Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Turnipad.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Right, let's see. This is if you listen to supposed to be the theme to the Waltons. Is that it? There it is. Now you should like this because it is prominently features a trumpet.
It is a trumpet. That is awesome. Correct. Yeah. So my grandma is 91.
Your grandma?
No, she's 90. Sorry.
Yes.
And she loves the Waltons.
You know,
it plays on the Hallmark Channel, and she lives with my parents, and every time I go over there. She is watching the Waltons.
Now, you know, Vera Charles watches the Waltons all the time.
Well, so does my 90-year-old grandmother.
Apparently, it is on Netflix streaming, so you can watch it at any point in time that you want to. Now you can just watch it over and over and over again.
Why, when you say that, do I want to hear Netflix streaming, Netflix streaming, Netflix streaming?
What you're hearing is my cat back here who wants out of this room. Please stand by. Yes. Wow. Annoying. Okay, let's get to our phone calls here, shall we? Then we're just like way over. All right, let's say our first phone call here comes in from Miss Kathy Bacon.
Oh my gosh, so if we're not talking about human fecal matter on all these podcasts, we're talking about dog matter. Anyway, I just got to tell you, we have a Shih Tzu Maltese, and Oreo, she's the queen of cleaning up the yard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely. Eating her own crap. It's disgusting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me, somebody like that Peter G or someone, maybe Patrick Plant, I can't remember who. Anyway, someone said put pineapple in their food and not like probably a ton of it or anything, but just some pineapple, and it does something to the poo that makes the dog not want to eat it or whatever. And
really?
The other option is pick it up.
Wait. So you're saying that it makes the poo unpalatable?
Well, yeah. It's because, you know, poo is so palatable on its own. You know, adding something like, I don't know, you know, like pineapple. Oh, my
right.
God. How disgusting.
I'll eat that shit, but not pineapple. What the fuck is that all about?
She dumps. No, I call Oreo. I say, poop, can you go eat your poop? I've just accepted it. It's just nasty. It's disgusting. And I do not let her lick me or get too close to my face with her face because she does. She's just.
I let Sydney kiss me because I'm a dog lover. I don't want to be like, ooh, gross. So, you know, don't get. I mean, you know, supposedly they're cleaner than humans, but I don't know.
Excellent. Let's move on to our next phone call.
Before you play the next voicemail.
Yes.
On the same topic, I got a very short email from Big Fatty, and it says,
yes! That's all it said.
It says, sprinkle MSG on her food, and that oftentimes solves the problem.
Right.
If all she eats is poop, sprinkle it on the poop. that's what Big Fatty says. So he didn't tell me how to make it moist. But
all right, can we clear up something? I'm sorry.
MSG and pineapple.
The chat room is, and I saw this the other day. Sydney is spelled with an I, right? Not a Y.
No, it's a Y.
Oh, okay.
Sydney.
So like the town.
I don't know. I'm a bad speller, but
so
it's
like
Sydney,
Australia.
Sydney is
cuz Sydney Bristow. Sydney Bristow is with an I. So I'm just saying.
It is not with I don't like I's. I'm anti-I. Katie, my old dog, people used to want to spell her name K-A-T-I-E, and that is incorrect. It's K-A-T-Y. I'm pro-Y.
Okay, let's move on to our next one. Who comes in from Carrie with an I.
Hello. Hi, this is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Be prepared to edit. Ready?
I'm ready.
Ethan, can you say hi?
Hi, Lolo.
Roro, that's Daniel. Can you say Daniel?
Hi, Dennis.
And Adam. Say hi, Adam.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Can you tell them that a cow says
hello.
What does the cat say?
Hello.
What does the cat say? Does a fox say?
Do, 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 do.
What does a monkey say?
Ooh,
and what does a giraffe say?
Oh, my neck hurts.
Oh, my neck hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
All right, first of all, I happen to know what a giraffe says because in the Lion King stage show at the Disney, they separate you into different groups, and I've been in the giraffe section before, and you have to make the giraffe noise, which is a bleating noise, kind of like a goat that is bleating, not bleeding. So like, bleh, that's kind of a giraffe noise. Anyway, did I'm going to replay just the beginning of this phone call.
Hello.
Hi, this is Terry. Be prepared to edit. Ready? Yeah. Ethan, can you say hi?
Hi, Momo.
Did he just say hi, Romo?
I think he said hi, Mama.
I think he said hi, but Romo. Maybe. It's like, I'm sorry, Ethan is listening to the Pod Cubs? What?
This is Terry.
I don't know.
Be prepared to edit. Ready? Ethan, can you say hi?
Hi, Momo.
Maybe.
The child is saying hi to Romo. So,
hi, Romo.
Like,
yeah,
just like to pass that along to Romo there. Hi, Romo. Ethan says hi. So... Maybe the podcast is offering a 50% discount for 2-year-olds.
Christian says homo. He said homo.
Oh, that's what it was. He said
hi,
homo. Right? Hi, homo. All right, let's move on here to our next phone call. By the way, thank you, Carrie and Ethan.
Hi, guys. This is Mike Perry. Just calling back to clarify my celebrity death phone thing.
Yes.
It was Colonel Meow.
Colonel Meow.
Persian cat.
Yes.
It's also the Guinness World Book holder for cat having the longest fur.
Really?
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
I did not even know that.
Well, I had only known he had a Guinness record.
I didn't know it was a Guinness record book holder. Wow. Cat. Now, the thing that gets me, though, is I didn't know that was a category. I did not know that that was a category in the Guinness Book, like longest cat hair.
Oh, my God. They have a category for any. You can call them up with a category. You know, longest tantric masturbation session crystals, you know, with a 50% discount for young men.
The best scam pulled off by old perverts.
Right.
On young boys, the tantric.
It has to be measurable, though. But if it's measurable, they can. I think I am in the Guinness Book of World Records for something I did with the Turtle Creek Corral, but I can't remember. Anyway, the Turtle Creek Corral is in the Guinness Book of World Records for sure.
Well, there you go. All right, let's. So you mean you
longest
personally?
Gay male chorus concert? I don't know.
You personally were in there, or you were just a member of the group? That...
Well, I can't remember if we did it while I was in there, or I just heard about it. But
there is no if I went to the index of the Guinness Book of World, I could not find something under Adam Burns.
No, it would be Turtle Creek Corral.
Okay. Just checking. I'm not in there either. I just wanted to. But we certainly could be like longest, most pointless podcast. I think we could definitely be in the running for that. Let's go on to our next phone call here.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser here. Just ringing about the celebrity death phone, not for the celebrity death phone.
Right.
I've worked out a way to make it more interesting.
Oh, now he's giving us advice on how
right.
To, right.
Well, he wants to win.
So he's going to give us a bunch of advice now on how to make the celebrity death phone better. And by better, he means to give him a better chance of winning, right?
I think so.
Okay. I haven't listened to it. I don't know.
By having variable amounts, depending on the width of the celebrity. Now, if we use, you know, a standard Morgan Freeman as a dollar.
Right.
Because, you know, that is standard dubious intent.
Yes.
Plus
yes.
Measuring stick. He's 5 pages long on my Wikipedia, whereas something like the Eisenhower tree is only 1 page long. So that would be 20 cents.
Right.
Now, Shirley Temple, she was 7 pages long, which would be $1.40.
$1.40.
And Betty White, God bless her, she's 15 pages on Wikipedia, which is...
Betty White's not dead.
3 Morgan Freemans or $3. Well, there you go. Just a thought. Bye.
Now, I know why it's an interesting idea, and I know why he's doing this, because he must have every news alert set for Betty White. Like, as soon as Betty White croaks, every alarm in his house is going to go off. He's got the sense, you know, it's like, if this, then that. Like, he's got that set up.
Right.
He's got every, he's like, as soon as any news article comes out about Betty White that contains the word death, it's like...
Now, I don't understand this, because he says number of pages in Wikipedia. Does he not understand how the internet works? Yeah. A page
right, every,
just continually
yeah, I was gonna say,
scrolls
yeah.
down.
Yeah. yeah. It's like they all just have one page. So there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. I mean, how? What do you mean number of? I don't. I mean, maybe I'm being really ignorant here, but I go to Betty White on Wikipedia.
Yes.
There's no 1, 2, 3 clickable links at the bottom. It just scrolls all the way down until you get to the end.
All right. Let's put ourselves in the mind of an Australian. Right. So I'm going to look up Betty White here. Let's put ourselves in the mind of an Australian here where, you know, everything is backwards over there. So let's take this web page, right? This lovely web page that it was, you know, created, you know, to be consumed. And let's right click on it and choose print and then see how many pages it prints. So, yeah, to print it out, it would be 24 pages, actually.
Yeah, so I don't know
how. So how is it? Yeah, when is he getting the 15 pages?
Would it depend on the resolution of your monitor?
Right,
and like
exactly.
font size.
Right. There's
like,
so many variables that you could hit.
I mean,
on.
What yeah. do you, I don't, he's in the chat room. Maybe he could let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, where do you get, maybe on a, wait, maybe on a mobile device.
No, it just collapses up. No, on a mobile device, it just collapses up by section.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I didn't know, like on a phone, if maybe Wikipedia does have it divided into pages.
Well, what you got there is 6.5 hands of height. And if you use a cubit measure, then you get the real value of the bacon. Speaking of bacon, let's go to our last phone call, shall we?
Okay, Devo Dad. So I'm not calling because Devo's dead, but just because someone posted that on Facebook. I just was calling in because Devo, I probably couldn't tell you a song they sang, but I could probably sing along to the words of it if it came on the radio. But anyway, they are like one, they're like one of the cassette tapes. What was it? Oh, girl, now, come on, it just slipped my mind. You know, you order 13 of them for a penny or whatever.
Columbia
and
House.
Then,
Columbia
all
House.
All you have to do is commit to buying like six
Columbia House records and tapes.
Yes. So anyway, yeah, they were one of the ones that I ordered for free. As though it made a difference because, you know, when you averaged out the price in the store, you know, paying $7.99 or $9.99 at Kmart was probably the cheaper way to go. But when you factored in all the shipping and everything else that they charged. But anyway, nonetheless, so the guy was like 17 years older than me. And quite honestly, yeah, that's probably about right.
Right. I love how she says Devo is dead. Yeah. Now, Devo was a group.
You know, for those of you who actually purchased Columbia House, those, you know, you're probably still paying off those CDs today.
Let's see. I want to just play a little snippet here of the one Devo song that everyone knows. So Devo was actually 5 people, so Devo is not dead, just the one guy from Devo. Anyway, there you go. That is our... Oh, shit, got out of my thing. That is not all of our content. We have one more thing that came in. It was really weird. It's a video. Do you have the video that we were sent?
Well, probably.
I don't know.
Was there any audio?
Yeah, I don't know how we're supposed to... Someone sent us a video.
I don't think... I have it, but there's like 5 or 7, I don't know, that sounds random, but I was thinking 5 or 7 different videos, and it's one of those things that I hate that you have to click to go to the next thing, but the audio is not very compelling.
It's goats on trampolines.
Goats on trampolines, yes. I mean, it's funny to look at, but it doesn't really translate to, there's a goat doing push-ups. Yeah.
It's like a little goat. Maybe it's the goat boot camp, and they actually offer a 50% discount for kids.
Oh,
see,
oh,
see, because clever. Yeah, see, because a young goat is called a kid. All right, whatever. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. All right, so again, nothing.
I mean, it was fun to, and that, I think that was RT Cruiser who sent it in, and it was fun to watch. I just don't think it translates to audio.
Yeah, but maybe we could put a link.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could.
Because we have just been so good at doing that, you know, in the past. to maintain.
Hey, I'm getting everything on the website. I've improved.
I know, because I know how to get you to do things on the website. I just threatened to do it myself. It's just like, oh, come on, move it to something else so that like we can do. Oh no, I'll take care of it. I'll keep us on this old arcane weird Joomla system that nobody uses.
I'll tell you why. It had nothing to do with you telling me that you were going to, let's just change everything from, not at all. I got worried because you looked like a scary bear.
Oh, shit. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
You did.
What?
Look like a...
I did not. Did not look like a scary bear at all.
You actually, you made that face and everything. You were like...
did not.
You better fix the website or I'm going to chew you up.
I disagree. I did not do that. All right. Thanks, everyone, for putting up with us for, oh my God, 1 hour and 30. What the hell?
It won't be. It'll
Sater's,
be like an hour and
Sater's,
20.
Sater's not going to listen to this one because he doesn't listen to any podcast that's over now. So if you need to say anything bad about Scott, say it right now because he's not going to listen to this.
Scott, you whore.
Okay, ignorant slut. Right. That's what you want to say. Good night, Chet.
Good night, John Boy.
Celebrity Death Phone Line, Bob Casale of band Devo has died. Bob Casale of Devo, an original member of Devo, so I'm not sure if that counts or not. But anyway, whip it good. This is Christian from Pleased to Meet You.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser and the Celebrity Death Phone, testing out our new system for Celebrity Death Worth. Now, Bob Casale's or Castles, or whatever he wants to say his name. Doesn't matter, he's dead. He's dead. Now, according to Wikipedia, which is, the gospel of everything, he doesn't actually have his own page, so he's worth nothing, even if he is dead and a celebrity. Bye. Yeah, hi guys. I see Cruiser ringing from work, so there's noisy people in the background. Celebrity death. Mary Grace, who was in Green Acres, dead at 89. On the Morgan Freeman scale of celebrity, she would be 40 cents. Bye.
Hi guys, it's Baron Frosty from Next Blame. Sid Caesar, comic legend, dead at 91. How many times do I need to call before I get a dollar? Love you guys. See ya.
Hey there, this is Turnipad, and Sid Caesar has kicked the bucket. Once again, Caesar, dead. I don't know how old. Don't give a fuck. He's just dead.
This is Romo from PodCubs. I'm calling the Celebrity Death Line to let you know that Sid Caesar died today.
Hi, Adam and Daniel. It's Michael Fly and the Good Humor Penguin calling on the Celebrity Death Phone. Sid Caesar, master of TV comedy, passed away at age 91. Again, the old-time master of TV comedy, Sid Caesar, dies at age 91. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.
G'day. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Jim Henson's son has just died. That's right. You heard it here first. Bye.
Yeah, hi guys. Artie Cruiser, celebrity death phone call. Sid Caesar, legendary comedian, dead at 91. Bye. Yeah, hi guys. Artie Cruiser here, celebrity death phone with people talking around me. Actor Ralph Waite, dead at, I don't know, some ungodly age. From the Waltons? No, never heard of him. But Vera put it on Facebook, so you must know him. Bye.
Oh my gosh, it's Kathy Bacon and Ralph Waite is dead. good night, John, boy. Good night, David. Good night, Chet. Good night, Ralph Waite. Oh, that's so sad. From the Waltons. All right, good night, Chet. Is that what it is? Is that what they say? Good night, John Boy. Good night, Chet. Good night, David. Okay. Good night, Daniel. Good night, Adam. And good night, John Waite. Is that his name? John? Okay. Pick me.
Hey, it's Christian from Pleased to Meet You live, calling live, that Ralph Waite died. Yes, dead, died. Ralph Waite was the grandpa of the Waltons, father of the Waltons. So there you go, straight from the Pride 48 chat room. Kisses.